Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nick Chess with another episode of the Dog Days of Podcasting. With me today, I have my brother-in-law, Ian. Why Ian? Because Ian is one of my DMs, and, well, mostly he's been DMing my family and some assorted friends and having to deal with some of the worst gamers possible, and I thought it'd be fun to have him on to talk about that. Hi, Ian.
Hello.
So you're up here visiting me, which is fantastic. We had a couple of days where I had pre-recorded a bunch of podcasts and they just rolled out as if I was doing them every day. And that was kind of sneaky. But now we're actually recording on the day that it's releasing. So this is kind of fun. So DMing some bad PCs. Tell me about this.
Well, basically, I think that one of the biggest issues I always have is that dealing with intelligent players, actually. One of the things that I've seen that seems to be a constant is that people really enjoy being rules lawyers, and it affects the storyline, basically. And that the more that they're more concerned about, min-maxing the characters and trying to get this cool feat to actually fire off, the less they're actually concerned with the storylines. So that's I'm more DMing for a story and for the overall impact, and then there are certain people that really enjoy just seeing exactly how many points their charging halfling barbarian can get from 60 paces away, so...
That's oddly specific.
It is oddly specific. it's completely random, not talking about anyone specifically who happens to play characters like that all the time.
So you started DMing this ragtag of players several years ago when someone got the idea, maybe it was you, hey, let's all get together and play D&D the night before Christmas.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, we're all professionals at this point, so we don't get to play as often as we did in college or high school. So we thought that, holiday times, everyone came together, we should try to actually do a recurring game, but it would be one-shots. And the first one was a very straightforward storyline. It really should not have been that difficult. And it was a party of adventurers hired by this town to go investigate an orphanage, children disappearing, and potential bad guys and demons that have been rumored in the area. And in 6 hours of playing, how long did we play?
Oh my god, it felt like forever.
8 hours? I mean, we started
it
in the evening.
It was at least an hour and a half when you and Tim were talking about whether or not Featherfall was instant or not.
Yes, cutting out the rules lawyering, it was still a fairly long one-shot session, and it culminated with no children rescued, and we only, the group only explored like four rooms of the bottom level of the mansion, and the end decision was that they would just burn it to the ground and come up with a story for the town council. So they lit it on fire and left.
Yes.
Was not my proudest day as a DM.
and later, you developed an ongoing story arc, but at some point we ended up back in that same town, didn't we?
Yes. Yeah, you've been there a couple times as a group, and so far you've not managed to successfully really complete any of the specific quest storyline items. These same characters actually been for a couple of years now. Granted, sometimes we go a month without playing, so it's not like a full year years of playing every week type thing. But
and Tim's been playing my character.
Yes. whenever someone's not there, another PC will take over someone else's character. And in the current one that we've been playing, now it's about 2 years on this one. The PCs still don't actually know what's going on 2 years into the quest. And the reason for this is that they have a paladin. Well, I should say that the reason for the majority of it is they have a paladin who, anytime she senses evil, automatically attacks. The problem is they're in an evil plane. So everything is always evil. So whenever any story, hook comes about, she kills it. and the rest of the party just goes along with it. And yeah, so they've managed to fight an undead dragon. They've fought two very toned down pit fiends. They've fought a whole bunch of different types of demons, and they still have no idea really what's going on. They just go from one battle to another, basically.
And I hate to admit that there is a spell that I looked up that would basically be the parachute ripcord that would get everybody out of there.
Oh, no, no. That's that.
You put a kibosh on that?
Yeah, no, that's taken care of. Basically, you guys have made oaths that you don't exactly remember making. That's what led to the tattoos on your arms. And
oh.
Yeah. There's a lot of backstory. Granted, no one seems to ever want to try to find out about it. It's like, oh, look, I have a tattoo. Oh, and look, it changes direction when I look at it. Oh, okay. Oh, someone's approaching. I killed them. Okay.
Maybe that tattoo might be leading me somewhere.
Yes. Or the the gentleman gets pulled in on an iron sledge, sitting on a throne on top of it, and being pulled by two giant creatures. He starts to talk and. The paladin just starts shooting arrows at him while he's trying to talk.
But he had a really cool weapon.
Yes.
And I got to carry it around for a really long time after that.
Yes, you really liked that whip. And the more you used it, the more you liked it. And the more you wanted to flay the flesh from people and little things like that. So.
The flaying flesh is fun.
Your character did think so after a while, yes. including those of your party members as soon as, things got really hot and heavy during combat. So.
Fantastic. I love it. So I was going to ask, how do you deal with a difficult PC and getting them into the right direction? But it sounds like you haven't figured that out.
Gee, thanks. Well, what I'm supposed to do is give them a common goal and to find a way to basically entice the PCs to work together to complete a small segment of objectives, so that lead eventually to a larger objective, and then obviously you do that each gaming session. So I'll map out, of the overall storyline, a short piece for each gaming session. With the expectations that, the characters will probably go this way or that way, and then I'll flesh all that out before the session. But invariably, we end up arguing for an hour and a half about the meaning of, the or activate or something like that in a spell description. And then basically, anytime I introduce an NPC, they just attack it. So, I've tried force fields, I've tried pretty much anything I can think of, and no, they just attack it. It's not really my fault.
Have you tried a gazebo?
I don't know how they react to that. They're pretty high level at this point, so they'd probably just blow it up from a distance. So. See, a gazebo. Yeah, I don't think the ranger has that as a favorite enemy. So,
well, so when the rules lawyering happens, what is your favorite way to help? Sop up all the tears.
Generally what I'll do is, seriously speaking, is I'll look at my interpretation of, usually it's, we argue about spells or the how unarmed combat works or something like that, so you look at, my interpretation of it, and I'll let the PC make an argument for what they're saying it should be, but when it comes down to it, I'm the DM, so, I'll take into consideration what they say, but I make the final ruling on it. Sometimes it goes their way, but usually I try to stick to, what my interpretation of it was, unless there's a good reason not to.
That works. When have been your favorite moments of punishing your PCs? Because everyone always talks about, don't piss off the DM.
I don't know if I actually punish them.
Maybe you should.
I don't know. I think putting them up against a pit fiend, that was pretty not nice.
Doesn't sound nice.
Yeah, he killed the mage pretty quickly. They managed to act, it's funny, when they're actually doing something that, like fighting something that you wouldn't expect them to be able to do, they actually come together and work as a team very well. It's as soon as they're not being faced by, immediate death, that things just sort of disintegrate. So, you know, the combat portion's okay. I think probably the worst thing that I made them do is I gave them a puzzle, a fairly simplistic puzzle, that ended up taking pretty much the entire gaming session for them to figure out. And there's air quotes there. basically just allowing them to argue amongst themselves the entire time about the proper way to do something. And then it was very anticlimactic when it turned out to be very simple. So. Yeah, exactly. All your brilliant ideas have come to naught.
So you need to give them more puzzles.
Yes, if I really feel like I'm not prepared for an evening, I can just give them a puzzle, and then I'll have plenty of time to flesh out like the rest of the night, and then as well as the next one as well.
Ah, now there's a tell. Well, thanks for coming on. Normally, this is the part where I ask people if there's anything that they want to pimp, but I don't think you've got anything that you want people to
sell.
Yeah.
I don't have anything to sell, unfortunately. I always take donations, though.
You are a minister.
I always forget about that. Yeah. As I sit here and drink whiskey, so.
Well, you know, it's sacramental whiskey.
Yes, excellent.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on, and have a good summer, everyone. Stay cool. Bye. Say bye.
Oh, bye.
There you go.
Crisis for the geek kind. Top geek officials admit they underestimated the hipster's defense capability. Join the geek revolution and save the galaxy. Geeks from all over the globe are joining up to fight for the future. They're doing their part. Are you? Want to know more? Join Weeby Geeks and the geek revolution and save the world. Service guarantees citizenship. Listen to Weeby Geeks podcast on iTunes and Stitcher or online at WeebyGeeks.net. Weeby Geeks, your voice for the geek revolution. Want to know more?
Nutty Bites is produced at Nimlas Studios. You can find us on the web at nimlasstudios.org. This work is created under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported International License. What that means is you can share it, you can send it to your friends, you just can't make any money off of it, you can't change it, and you have to link back to me, my site, and everything. You can comment and send feedback by going to nimlas.org/nuttybites. You can go to facebook.com/group/nuttybites. You can call the comment line by going to 347-NUTTY42, or you can find me on Twitter, you can search on Google+, you can search the web, you can find me everywhere.